Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
What's up, fam? It's Chappelle, host of the Recap Kickback podcast, here for the latest exit interview of Deal or No Deal Island as a part of the RHAP Hit or Quit podcast feed. And I'm here with our most recently eliminated contestant from Deal or No Deal Island, Miranda Harrison. Miranda, how are you?
Good. I'm happy to be here. How are you?
We're happy to have you, but I guess not so soon, right? We saw you eliminated, right? How has that experience been for you?
Honestly, I think I went out with a bang. It was an amazing opportunity. Like I said, there's a lot of people who will be eliminated and not get money nor go up against the banker. So the fact that I was able to get money, go up against the banker and kind of blow things up at the same time, it was kind of a good thing for me. I'm not too mad at it.
No, it was a great episode, but we saw that you were taken out of the game by losing Deal or No Deal Island to the banker, but by taking a personal prize of $40,000. Was this an easy decision to make?
My wheels were turning in my head because at the same time, I didn't want to leave the game. I love the challenges. I love competition. But I really had to think about why I came here and my goal, and to kind of deny the $40,000 that's like right in my face. I had to take it. You know, I wanted to go, and I was having such a good game that I almost felt like, you know, maybe I could push through, but God gives you an opportunity and I just took it.
No, you took it, and it looks like you made the best of it because you did blow up the game on the way out. We haven't got a lot of insight from you this season. A lot of contestants have been under-edited this season for sure, but it did seem like you were personally betrayed by Aaron. How did you feel like your closeness was with Aaron during the game, and why did this feel like such a betrayal to you?
Well, I did say it was a betrayal, but I wouldn't necessarily call it a betrayal only because of... I'm sorry, my phone's going off. Let me change this. My bad. I wouldn't call it a betrayal because I genuinely didn't put my friendship into him. I didn't put my trust into him. I just kind of was around him to kind of understand his strategy, who he was, and why he was so close to Alyssa and or Rob. But I would say that... I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Like, it's okay. Do you feel like it was a surprise that you were the one that Aaron chose to go down and face the dealer?
Oh, I mean, I was surprised in the moment only because when I saw Alyssa get a case one and I got case two, I assumed like, oh, well, maybe my antics was, you know, maybe he put us in, like got us high cases. But then when I saw that she got the key, as soon as I saw she got the key, I already knew in my head what was going on. That if she and me were the bottom two, there's no way Aaron was going to put her up at the bottom two. So I was already planning my blindside then. But I definitely didn't like give my all to Aaron. I would have trusted Branson before I trusted Aaron with anything.
Okay. And so you weren't as close to Aaron as it seemed, but who are the contestants you felt closest with or were aligned with during the game to this point?
So the contestants that I felt more aligned with were Amy and Nick, which are my tent mates. You know, what we would do is we would go out and we would kind of disperse and we would talk amongst the others. And then at nighttime, we would come and do tent talk and kind of tell which one said this, which one said that. And that was kind of one strategy that all three of us had between them. But Amy's hilarious. Like, Mm-hmm. I've never laughed so hard in my life. And then Nick on top of it with his little antics, it was hilarious to have him around.
Right. We saw that you were casted alongside some big names with Boston Rob and Claudia Jordan. Did you recognize them coming into the game?
Nope, not at all. I had no idea who they were. I thought Rob was some washed up Spanish guy from somewhere, you know, and in my head I was like, oh, maybe you, me and him might get along, you know? Claudia Jordan, I saw her, she had her hair done, she had nails on. I'm like, okay, like, who's this girl? Wasn't worried about anything. And then Kim, you know, until we all had that moment where we sat down and told each other what we all did, I had no idea who they were.
Really? That's so interesting. I definitely see that having those two names on the show has led to a lot of you all being under-edited, including yourself. What has your experience been watching the game back? Because you know what you live, but that's definitely not a depiction of what we're getting shown on television.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, my thing is, like, I wanted to keep my strategy to myself and allow people to not understand or get or kind of guess, am I on their side? Am I on the other side? So I could take in everybody else's strategy. So they didn't even bother to kind of talk. They would talk to me about their strategy, but they wouldn't necessarily ask me, well, who side are you on? Or who do you want to go home? They were just, you know, oh, Miranda's here for a vacation. I can confront her in anything. And, you know, it kind of ultimately blew up Aaron's game because Aaron thought he could trust me and he can't. So that was a blind side.
No, it was an amazing blindside. I think this has been one of the most fun moments of the entire show. Despite the fact that you were leaving with that blindside, it was definitely a way to put a mark on the season. I have to ask, were you a big fan of Deal or No Deal coming in? Had you ever watched shows like Survivor? What drew you to the game?
So it was Deal or No Deal. I watched Survivor maybe once, but it was never with Boston Rob or anybody. But Deal or No Deal with Howie Mandel is my game. And that's why you saw me so happy, because I was finally doing a Deal or No Deal game. And I have been watching it ever since I was little. So I'm really good at it. And as you can tell, my gameplay showed it. And then I know that, you know, people thought that I was there for vacation, but that was just a strategy I have because everybody was just spewing out their strategies. Everybody was spewing out their strategies, and it was kind of gold for me, you know?
Yeah, it gave you a good smoke screen, you know, because people weren't worried about you. So they were confiding you. That was fun to watch. Would you consider doing any other shows in the future, or was Deal or No Deal just the game that you wanted to play?
I'm down for anything. Like, I strive to want to be a Boston Rob. I'm sorry, my dog. To be a Boston Rob, like, although I wanted him out and I didn't want him to win, he has good gameplay. And so I was just kind of like, you know, I respect him. I respect all the other gameplay, but I just feel like a lot of them talk too much in the beginning. And because you talk too much in the beginning, you kind of just, you set targets on your back. And like I said, I just kept saying, don't talk strategy to me, please don't. But it was good because they would randomly just tell me their strategies and not necessarily know that they're talking about it. And I would just be adding everything up every day. And everybody was so focused on Rob that I was so focused on alliances with Alyssa and Aaron that everybody was just kind of going over that. And I'm like, we need to break that up. Once you break them two up, then Rob is a sitting duck. Aaron's a sitting duck. So we had to kind of put a hole in it.
No, I totally understand. Are you still close with some of the castmates that you played with?
Oh, all of them. I mean, we all talk. We've all, you know, do group chats sometimes. We all still talk shit when we see things. So I would say, yeah, there's not a problem. I mean, like I said, they're all good people, but some of them just weren't the best at, you know, in the game. And or some people showed like a dark side to themselves. But I mean, it's not who they are as a person. So there were some people that I was a little skeptical about even after the game, but mm-hmm. We're good.
Were you surprised watching any of it back when you were being able to sit at home and watch TV and text the group chat? Anything jump out as a big shocker for you?
Oh, I mean, so much from episode 1 to 5, there's all these little back interviews of, you know, people saying these things that I'm, you know, I'll be in group chat like, no, he didn't. Oh my God. Yeah, there was so much to talk about, you know, because at the same time, like, we tried to tell each other, like, oh, hey, I was talking shit. Don't get mad when you watch it. But then there were some little things that people forgot that they had said. Like the thing with Rob saying, you know, calling Dawson Dalton and then calling him an idiot. Like, whoa, what was that?
Where did that come from?
Yeah, exactly. And then like Rob's little like faces that he would make. It's just like, oh, okay. So a lot of things. I was watching it. I was on the edge of my seat watching my own game. I was like, no freaking way I did that.
No, it was really good. I'm telling you, you went out with a bang, but not before getting to talk about your story and your business. So 40K to take this deal that we know that you probably wouldn't have taken if he hadn't spiced up the pot a little bit. But the deal that could possibly help you launch a business. Tell us about the ladybugs.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm a pest control exterminator here in Florida. And, you know, I always have my hair done, my nails done, and everybody absolutely loves it. They love this woman coming into their house. She smells good. She's not an old man. And I've seen my route grow over 200 stops. So in my head, I feel like to create the ladybugs, you know, black pants, red shirt, girls who are educated on entomology and know what they're doing, we would have so much more businesses working and going inside people's homes. And really taking care of the situation and being able to talk about things. Like there's a bunch of houses that, oh, I'm not home today. My daughter's home. You can go in because you're a girl, but they wouldn't allow older men. And I just feel like there's such a big business when it comes to bringing femininity into a dirty job.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to take this moment to publicize your social media, let people know where they can find the ladybugs or where they can find you?
Well, right now I'm in the process of creating the Ladybugs LLC because I do work for a big pest control company right now. There's a bunch of legal problems and issues that would go about me creating my own business right now. There would have to be a gap year so they know I'm not stealing their customers. Mm-hmm. But it's in the works. And if you guys want to tag along, you can follow me on Miranda Rose Harrison for Instagram, for Facebook, and for Twitter. It's all the same name, Miranda Rose Harrison.
Good branding. And as we begin to wrap up, Miranda, how would you sum up your experience on Deal or No Deal Island overall?
I would do it again 100,000 times. It was the best experience of my life. I just turned 30 years old. I still dream about it. You know, anybody needs to apply. You can be a regular person. I was a regular dirty jobs working girl from Southwest Florida. And for them to pick me out of thousands of people, there's no reason why they wouldn't choose you. Okay. So apply for season 2 and you got to play to win. I just don't want these people to think, oh, you know, I'm a nobody. I'm not going to apply, because those nobodies turn into somebodies. And I feel like that's what we need to see. We need to see more of those nobodies turning into somebodies.
Yeah, you could be the next Boston Rob, like you said. That's great advice. Hopefully everybody's listening to it and takes heed. Thank you so much, Miranda, for being here with us. This has been a pleasure. Hopefully we'll see you on the screen soon.
Yeah, thank you, Chappelle. I appreciate you.
All right. No problem. Everyone, that was Miranda Harrison, the most recent contestant eliminated from Deal or No Deal Island season 1. To keep up with more of our coverage of Deal or No Deal Island, please remember to subscribe to the RHAP Hit or Quit podcast feed for weekly episode recaps. And be sure to follow me on all social media platforms @RecapKickback for more information on what I have going on. Until next time, peace.